Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. In my last episode, I told you about seven American qualities I have that sort of bug my wife. And today, it's time to return the favor. Today, I'd like to share with you six Polish things my wife does to drive me crazy. I can only come up with six. And I think some of these might even surprise you. Now, before I go any further, I received many warnings from viewers and students and friends about carrying this out. I think people are afraid I will come to regret this later. No worries. My wife and I are a team. My list was carefully inspected CIA style before recording this, so I should be all right. And if you're wondering why I'm focusing on the negative things, it's because it's a lot more interesting than the sweet loving stories I could tell you. Nobody wants to hear that, right? I will tell you that my wife is my best friend, an amazing mother, a superb business partner, and very important, she loves country music. With that being said, let's get right to this. Number one, first and foremost, she, like most Poles I know, is absolutely insane about improving her own level of English and even more insane about the kids speaking like natives thanks to the fact that their dad's an American. And you're probably thinking, Russell, what's the issue? I don't see a problem here. Well, the problem is when I'm at home, I'm not able under any circumstance to speak Polish around my kids. She considers these hours precious. When I'm at home after work and at weekends, this is English time devoted to the children 100%. And that's all well and good, but what really gets on my nerves is when my children say something grammatically wrong or mispronounce something in English and I don't catch it, you know? I often kind of live in my own world and I'm oblivious to what's going on around me sometimes. Or maybe I'm reading a book, an article online, and if I'm not tuned in and I don't hear exactly what they did wrong, honey, did you hear your son? Why aren't you correcting him? Don't you want him to speak properly? Your children need you. Please pay attention to their mistakes. I totally get her, but really it's like this day after day, after a long day at work, I don't know how you are, with my demanding students, my brain is mush and I just want to chill. Number two, last year I did a video on dating in Poland where I talked about Polish women and their very, very close connection to their mothers. Well, not only does my wife have an extremely good relationship with her mom, but she's also become good friends with my own mother too. You know, but my mother-in-law is usually the first to know everything, and often my wife forgets to tell me crucial things about our lives because, after all, her mama knows about it. And obviously not all Polish women are this way, but I know many who are. I spend hours and hours a week with my male students and my guy friends who are married and they have the same problems. And I have to honestly say that I like my mother-in-law. She's a great lady and it seems that she kind of likes me too. But it goes without saying, my wife can do no wrong. And be careful with Polish mothers-in-law. Mine claims she doesn't understand a word of English, but there are times where she freakishly understands a whole lot. Maybe it's a sixth sense. I don't know. Number three, Polish people are often very exact about story details and data. As an American, we have a lot of leeway in the way we describe things. We are looser with the facts, so to speak. The first time I experienced this phenomenon was when I joined a baseball club in Poland back in 2006 called the Władysławowo Pirates. My teammate Greg and I were comparing throwing speeds of our catchers to second base. One of our catchers had a slower arm and the other one had a much faster throw. I said, hey Greg, let's put Michał at catcher for this game because, you know, he could throw like twice as fast as Kamil and our opponents have really young, fast runners. So, Greg looked at me puzzled and said, Russell, Kamil throws around 55 miles an hour and Michał throws maximum 80 miles an hour. How is it possible? He'd have to throw 110 miles an hour to be twice as fast. He was dead serious. We just stared at each other in silence. But I think the best example with my wife happened after our first trip to the USA together. We were sitting at the dinner table and telling my Polish family about the flight time from Chicago to Warsaw. We flew LOT. The flight took exactly 9 hours and 35 minutes. In my story, though, the flight was around 10 hours across the Atlantic. But at that table, I got corrected. No, honey, it was less than 10 hours. It was about 9 hours and 30 minutes. Sorry. Another funny example is prices. I told our friends I bought a TV for the school for 2,000 zloty, a 55-inch TV. The actual price was like 2,165 zloty. As I was telling everybody about this, my wife said, no, it wasn't 2,000. Tell them the truth. It was 2,165, actually. I'm so sorry. 2,165 zloty is what I spent for the television. That happens here in Poland. Number four, my wife is not a friend of air conditioning, and many Poles I know consider AC to be unhealthy. I've even got wealthy friends who don't have an AC unit whatsoever. The fact is that the weather here 11 months out of the year is pleasant enough to live comfortably without air conditioning. But boy, when we are in America, it is AC city. Down in the South, my wife is not a happy camper. My family keeps it ice cold in the house. We do live in the hot South after all, and my wife's constantly covered in blankets. Wherever we go, she has that extra blanket. We have AC in both cars here in Poland, but I think I've witnessed her turning it on maybe twice in our marriage. The AC can be a real problem for us, and I've given up on even trying to change her in that regard, so just life. Number five, this is a sprat. A sprat is called szprot in Polish. It's a small, oily fish related to the herring and sardine family. Just walk into the supermarkets and smaller shops here and you'll likely see them, just behind the glass there. They look just like this. This is an example of a dried smoked sprat, and many Poles I know munch on these fish like they're potato chips or something. This is so not my style, and these are absolutely banned on any trip or picnic with me. My wife just adores them, and she sneaks them into the house when I'm at work. If I come home and I detect even the slightest odor of that fish, off to the shower she goes, all the windows are open. I cannot do this. Sorry, my Polish friends, no sprat for Russell, no. Number six, the final one today, is a really weird one, but it's one that we've had at least three or four good arguments over. In Poland, you will inevitably come across really, really bad customer service, particularly at government office buildings. In America, when we've had a bad experience, we have a powerful weapon. It's called the pen and paper, or the complaint form. And most of the time, it is a highly effective tool. According to my wife, though, it's absolutely pointless in Poland. In her point of view, nobody takes a complaint letter seriously. I cannot tell you how many times I've been angry and I wanted to write such a letter in English and have her translate it, and I would mail it on or email it. She never agrees to do it because she says it's a waste of our time and ultimately nothing will change. Oh, Poland, I love you, but I pray this changes in the nearest future. If you're a boss or supervisor out there of a private or public company watching, please take the opinions of the public, the general public, and your customers seriously. You will really help yourselves mightily, but as sad as I feel to admit this, my wife is absolutely right. Thank you so much for watching this today. I hope you enjoyed it. My wife and I had a great time kind of comparing notes on the things that make us crazy about each other. And it really is the truth from our hearts. These are the issues that kind of cause us problems. But I think after 10 years of marriage, we're just like, come on, it's not a big deal. We let it go. If you have any similar stories, let me know in the comments section. I would love to read them, and my viewers would like to read them. So go ahead and be bold and write it in there. If you have not become a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Click the button right here on my palm so you don't miss out on the future episodes. Thank you for watching. See you soon.